There's a new music festival this summer along the banks of the Ohio River called the Buckle Up Music Festival, and it's being produced by the same fellow who's producing the Bunbury Festival, Bill Donabedian. Good to see you again, and haven't you been busy?
It has been a very busy year, but it's a lot of excitement, a lot of fun.
Well, the Buckle Up Festival runs 3 days on Friday, July 18th through Sunday the 20th, and the theme is described as Heartland Music. When did you conceive this concept, and how long have you been booking the acts?
Well, actually, the first year of the Bunbury Music Festival, it was my on-site manager, Debbie Branscombe, who suggested, hey, you should just leave everything set up and do a festival the following week. And she said it should be country. I wanted to kill her right then and there because we still hadn't even finished doing Bunbury. And she kept on me. And after the end of last year, I said, you know, I think she's right, and I think the time is now. It didn't take us long to kind of get to the business plan and get going on this. And bookings started actually September, October of last year, working with the agents and talking about the concept and the type of artists we wanted.
Six stages, around 80 acts over 3 days. Highlights of who's going to be playing and when, beginning with the national groups.
Well, I think the big act on Friday is Alabama. Saturday, it's Willie Nelson and Allison Krauss with Union Station. And Sunday is the band Perry. Those are the headliners. And there's great undercards. It's so, I honestly can't keep it all straight with 80 artists. But you got some great bands like J.T. Hodges and Emmylou Harris. And
it's the first time she's been back to Cincinnati in a long time.
Yeah, that's the thing I think that's been great about both Buckle Up and the other festival we do, Bunbury. There are a lot of artists who haven't been in this market for a long, long time. There wasn't the right venue or opportunity, and the festival allows that. And we hope, as we continue on year after year, to bring artists that haven't been here and get them reacquainted with Cincinnati.
Let's talk about where the six stages are located down on the riverfront, starting with the main stage.
The main stage is on Yateman's Cove, and it's all the way to the west side of that park. And then on the east side, down on that river landing, we have a stage. And then next to that large permanent stage at Sawyer Point, on the west side of that is the acoustic stage. Then you have that stage on Sawyer Point. And then we have our other two stages all the way to the east side of the Sawyer Point Park as you're walking towards the Montgomery and Bowes House.
So it's the same setup as Bunbury.
It's exactly the same. And it affords us a lot of economies of scale. When you set this up and you can just leave it up, a lot of rentals are monthly rentals and things like that. So it allows us to save a lot of dollars on setup and spend it on talent.
Well, I noticed on the website, which is great, you've got this new feature where you can print off ahead of time the schedule of who's going to be at what stage. It's just like New Orleans.
We've been doing some things to help with scheduling, and that's something we probably, with Bunbury, should have done sooner, but we finally got around to getting it the way we liked it and have introduced it this year. So the site is a great resource to listen to these artists if you're not familiar with some of them, and then you can build a schedule and know exactly what you want to do.
Well, that was the wonderful thing I found out about Jazz Fest down in New Orleans when I went there. There were like 11 or 12 stages, and as you went from one to the other, you know, on separate ends of the racetrack, you would bump into all these amazing people you wouldn't have otherwise known about. It's probably going to be the same thing down at Buckle Up.
I think because it's a long park, and if you go coast to coast, as we say, you'll hit all the stages, and you'll have an opportunity. You may find yourself not making it to that stage. I recommend that people kind of leave a little bit of time in the schedule to just discover, because these are just some unbelievable artists. Like, there's a band coming from Boston called Tall Heights, a duo, and I saw them at a Milwaukee festival and was very anxious to get them down here. I think if they see, we'll be blown away by these guys. It's kind of like if Jeff Buckley were in Simon and Garfunkel with some great string arrangements. One plays a cello and one plays a guitar, and just beautiful music, beautiful voices.
Do you have links to all the artists on the website?
Yeah, there's a page that shows you the lineup and a page that shows you the schedule, and you can click on an artist, and there's samples of their music, links to their Facebook page, Twitter, and there's a Spotify playlist coming, and when the app is launched, there'll be some integration as well, so you'll be able to listen to artists.
So folks can do their homework before they come down.
I think they'll know plenty of the artists, but I highly recommend doing some homework. Don't miss anything.
And I noticed that the deadline for volunteer applications is June 6th.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the opportunities?
We try to keep it simple, and we try to keep the schedule short, and we also try to finish up volunteering positions so they can catch the headliner. But it's things like checking IDs, helping people put their wristbands on at the gate, helping pick up garbage that we have the little picker-upper things and for garbage bags, keeping the site clean, helping out sometimes with directions. Pretty simple tasks overall. And all our volunteers from our other festivals, they always come back. It's really easy. It's a lot of fun. And of course, it gets you into the fest for the day.
What kind of food are you going to have this year?
We try to do mostly local and regional vendors. A lot of vendors that have done Bunbury in the past, we know that want to come back. And we're still in that process, but we'll have lots of great food and great local beer, too, along with the bigger national brands. And it won't be a country music fest without some barbecue and stuff like that. So we'll be sure to have that, too.
Special ticket deals for all 3 days?
Yeah, a 3-day ticket. If you were to go buy each ticket, it would be more expensive. But there is a 3-day option. It's really the best way to take in the fest. And with in-and-out privileges, you can come and catch some artists. You could go home for a while. You can come back. You know, if you only want to come for half of one day, there's a lot of flexibility. So it's definitely the best deal and great way to enjoy that weekend.
What are the hours for each day?
Well, we open the gates at 1 each day and music starts at 2. We will finish up at about 11:30 on Friday and Saturday and around 10:30 or so on Sunday.
It sounds like it's going to be a major happening this summer.
Bunbury is a great fest, and in its first year, it did well. But we can tell the metrics already that Buckle Up is way ahead of that first year. It has something to do with we're better at what we do, we're better at promoting and marketing. But this is a huge country market, and there aren't many festivals like this for that audience, and people are just generally excited. So we're expecting big things.
Doesn't get any better than Alison Krauss and Willie Nelson and Emmylou Harris in Alabama.
The guys at Niederlander did just a fantastic job in curating this and putting together an incredible lineup.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in tonight to tell us all about it. My guest tonight has been Bill Donabedian, producer of the Buckle Up Music Festival along the banks of the Ohio River from Friday, July 18th through Sunday, the 20th. You'll find a link to the festival's website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.